It's kind of poetic in a way. That the last thing that we want to know about in this life is probably one of the most important things that we need to know about if we want to become a different kind of human being. I tell you, you don't know this, that when your eyes open in the morning, there's something in you that's saying, I want to do something different today, I want to be something different today, I want something new to happen today. But the part of you that sees through those eyes sees nothing, because it's blinded by whatever it is that fills the eye. The appointment, the man, the woman, the place, the power. I'll tell you what you don't see, that one day, God willing, you will, as will the speaker, see it with such clarity that a profound change will take place in the very moment of the view. And you know what it is that you don't see? You don't see the pain of others. You don't see the weary hearts. You don't see the shattered hopes. You don't see what other human beings carry. Now, the reason that we don't see what other human beings carry is because we're too busy trying to dispose of what we're carrying. And it's one of the great spiritual mysteries that the birth of compassion in a human being is directly proportionate to his or her ability to see the pain of another person. And we don't understand compassion as a ruling, governing, great, good force. We think of compassion as what we do when we give somebody a buck on the street or send in $15 to some organization that promises to feed children or pick up a stray dog. That compassion really costs you nothing. And by the way, a good measuring stick is, if you're irritated by your compassionate act, it wasn't compassion that did it. Now, why in the world would a man or a woman want to know the pain of another human being? Because in the moment where a person is aware of other human beings, what they are going through, what is in them, what is moving them, by the act of a certain kind of conscience, that individual immediately is brought into that world in such a way that their purpose is no longer suited to just themselves, nor is it suited just to the pain the person is experiencing, they see. But something greater is brought into the moment. And it is the greatness that is brought into a moment shared between two human beings who are conscious, or one who at least has conscience. It is that greater life, that greater light, that love, if you will, that is brought into that moment that makes the human being have a reason for existence that transcends his individual selfish pursuits.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.